Humanity has been shaped by moments in which one person approached a crowd with something important to say. I'm John Meacham, and this is It Was Said, Season 2, a creation and production of C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with the History Channel. It Was Said, Season 2. Listen and subscribe for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Humanity has been shaped by moments in which one person approached a crowd with something important to say. I'm John Meacham, and this is It Was Said, Season 2, a creation and production of C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with the History Channel. It Was Said, Season 2. Listen and subscribe for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Good, man. How you been?
Well, I've been fantastic. So clearly things the last 2 weeks and to start the season haven't gone your guys' way. Just you being a veteran, a leader on this team, what's been the message? What's been the vibe to the guys this week?
Man, it's been great energy around the locker room. It's been a lot of great energy. Practice has been going, very well. So we're excited about getting back out there, on Sunday against Washington.
Do you sense an urgency from your teammates?
Oh yeah, definitely. Anytime you lose, two games in a row, you got to come back, and you can't let two losses, derail your season. So, we're excited about the opportunity about going back out there and playing. Playing against a really good football team and handle business.
Where's the confidence level of this group? Because you said it, Kenny Clark. It's like you guys lose two games and then everyone nationally starts to think that like the season's coming to an end, but you still got to stay level-headed. Where's the confidence at as this team?
It just comes from our work, that we've been doing all season. And then the guys that we got in the locker room, man, we got a lot of talented players, and we know that. And I think what it all comes down to is just execution. And that's execution on all of our parts, coaches, players, everybody. I think we got a team that works very hard, that cares about the game, that plays very hard every single Sunday, prepares the right way, do everything the right way. It just all comes down at the end of the day when you step out on that field on Sunday, just make sure you're doing your job and executing, the play calls. And as long as we're doing that, we're going to be good. That's where our confidence comes from.
So you guys feel like you're close to turning this thing around and getting the ship moving back in the right direction?
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Kenny Clark here with us. How do you explain last week? There's not a lot of times where you see a Packers team lose a game like that lopsided. How did you kind of explain the performance last week?
Man, they just made more plays than us. I think the second half we really didn't execute well as a team, and keep a team around, keep them hanging around for a long time. They're gonna find ways to make plays. So we got to do a better job as a defense at getting turnovers and stopping the run and closing that door and making plays.
Talking to Kenny Clark right now, what is the number one point of emphasis for this defense going into this matchup against the Commanders?
First off, is stopping the run. And then, another thing is really just with Taylor Heineke, man, he's the ultimate competitor, really good football player, and we got to just make sure we have our rush lanes. He does a great job at whether it's zone reads and all that kind of stuff or scrambling out of the backfield. He does a great job at running the ball, so we got to make sure our rush lanes are contained.
Kenny Clark here with us. And when it gets to your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, how would you describe his leadership skills?
How do I describe it? I don't know. He leads in a different way. I mean, he's pretty chill about it. I feel like every time when he gets a chance to speak, he always has great like a great feel of where we're at or what point that we're at in the season and or what kind of game it's going to be or something like that. You always got that good insight. You love, you know, hearing that from your quarterback. I think, you know, he's a great leader and you know, he does everything that he can to help us win.
So his message, you still think it resonates with that locker room?
Oh, yeah, 100%, yes.
When you get to Devontae Adams, clearly Kenny Clark, whenever you lose a player like that, it's almost impossible to replace him, but it is the next man up mentality. Do you think some of these struggles right now is this group just really missing Devontae Adams?
Man, honestly, I don't know. I mean, you know, Devontae, he's a great player. Like I said earlier, I got confidence in all the guys that, you know, that we got in our locker room, got confidence in our coaches to draw some stuff and help those guys make plays. And I got confidence in the guys to go make plays. So, you know, we got to just find a way to just be consistent. As long as we're doing that, we're going to keep on improving. And yes, we just keep on improving.
If you guys find that consistency, what do you think this Packers team can look like when you get later into the year? How good do you think this group could be?
I mean, I feel like we can be a dominant group. I think we got the talent. Certainly, we got the quarterback, and you know, we got a talented group. So we got to just you know, stick to it. You know, keep working the way that we're working. And execute on game day, and you know, we'll see at the end of the day what happens.
Kenny Clark here with us. You're a 2-time Pro Bowler. You've had a lot of great success in this league individually. Now, since you've been in this league since 2016, where do you think your game is at?
Man, I think I'm growing each and every game, each and every day. I gotta just keep doing what I'm doing. I definitely wanna you know. Keep on improving in my pass rush, and I think I'm off to a hot start right now. So I gotta just keep doing what I'm doing, man. Just keep working, taking it day by day, and get better.
Did you feel like with Za'Darius Smith now with the Vikings that means you got to step your game up just a little bit extra more because of how big he was for your guys' defense the last few years?
I mean, honestly, no, not really. I mean, I feel like my game. I mean, I feel like I've been playing at a high level for multiple years now. So, I mean, I don't know. Z, he's a great player. He really did some great things for us. You know, but you know, I love our group. You know, I bring a lot to the table. Rashawn Gary's having an amazing year. He has 6 sacks on the year. He's probably one. I know he's one of the leading edge rushers and pressures this year. So, you know, he's doing a hell of a job out there on the edge. Preston Smith, hell of an edge rusher. Jerron Reed, you know, he's been doing a tremendous job. So, our group of rushers, you know, we're doing our thing right now. So, I'm excited about, you know, what we got up front.
Kenny Clark, last year when you joined us, you said you still felt like you're underrated. Now, we all know you're a heck of a player in this league. Do you feel like the underrated tag is gone and everyone's giving you the respect that you deserve now?
I mean, I don't know, man. It's, you know, I honestly don't know. I mean, I just, everybody got their own opinion about, you know, who they think is this and that. Only thing I can do is control how I come out and play every day on Sunday. I mean, every Sunday. So, you know, that's my main focus is just focusing on, you know, playing my best game each and every game. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody else's opinion is going to be whatever their opinion is going to be.
You got to be pretty fired up about your alma mater, UCLA. Big game coming up this weekend against Oregon.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. We got a chance to get into the top 5. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Are you a believer in Chip Kelly?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Their offense is looking real, real good. Quarterback are looking good. You know, we got a lot of speed on the perimeter, and you know, our running back is a really good player. So, you know, we got a talented bunch of guys up there at UCLA.
Before we let you run, wrap it up with Kenny Clark from the Packers. What's your message to Packers fans who may be panicking a little bit, 3-3 start? You guys usually get off to better starts and maybe questioning this team right now.
Man, we're gonna find a way to be consistent. You know, and it's early. You know, we're gonna find a way, and you know, we're gonna make things happen. We're gonna make things happen. We'll see what happens at the end of the day.
You being in that locker room, we all saw Aaron Rodgers say they have to simplify the offense. Matt LaFleur says he doesn't really know what that means. How do you describe the relationship between your coach and the quarterback?
How would I describe their relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a great relationship. I don't really know. I've never really, you know, been around them, and you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, they have a great relationship, you know, players and coaches. I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. Kenny Clark, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck in the preparation for the Commanders, and always appreciate you joining us.
All right, thank you.
Humanity has been shaped by moments in which one person approached a crowd with something important to say. I'm John Meacham. And this is It Was Said, Season 2, a creation and production of C-13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with the History Channel. It Was Said, Season 2. Listen and subscribe for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Humanity has been shaped by moments in which one person approached a crowd with something important to say. I'm John Meacham. And this is It Was Said, Season 2, a creation and production of C-13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with the History Channel. It Was Said, Season 2. Listen and subscribe for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Humanity has been shaped by moments in which one person approached a crowd with something important to say. I'm John Meacham. And this is It Was Said, Season 2, a creation and production of C-13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with the History Channel. It Was Said, Season 2. Listen and subscribe for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.